Hey everyone, Nicole here, and I'm going to do a quick little episode about carbohydrates because people get confused about them all the time. They're very important and they deserve for you to know what they are because we do need them. There's carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates, sugar, fiber, and a couple other categories intertwined. But when you hear the term carbohydrates, you can think of the name. It's got carbon in it, so carbon, and then hydrate, water. So it has carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, CH and O. Now, carbohydrates provide our bodies with basic fuel. We have complex carbohydrates and we have simple carbohydrates, and eventually they all have to get broken down into simple carbohydrates, or what we call sugars, so that they can get into our cells. Your body needs carbohydrates like a car needs gasoline. Without them, we don't get very far. The simplest carbohydrate is called glucose. And if you're wondering how to remember this, any sugar name is going to end in ose, O-S-E. So glucose, fructose, galactose, sucrose, those are all sugars, but the simplest one is called glucose. Glucose easily moves through the bloodstream so that it is available to every cell in our bodies. The cells absorb glucose and convert it into energy that drive our cells. Our brains can only use glucose specifically as fuel due to glucose's ability to cross through the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is a protective barrier around the brain, and only certain things can get through it. So it's kind of like a moat around a castle, and only a few trusted advisors may enter. Glucose is one of them. So the first category of carbohydrates is the simple carbohydrates, which are also known as monosaccharides. So one sugar molecule, glucose, fructose, and galactose. Now, these are the three carbohydrates that can be absorbed into the bloodstream through the intestinal lining. Lactose, sucrose, and maltose are disaccharides. That means they contain two monosaccharides linked together, and they're easily converted into their monosaccharide bases by enzymes. So think lactase is what breaks down lactose into two separate sugar molecules. So anything that ends in ASE is an enzyme that breaks down the OSE, the sugar. And that happens in the digestive tract. Carbohydrates actually begin to get digested in our mouth with our saliva. So monosaccharides and disaccharides are both simple carbohydrates. So they're going to digest quickly and they're going to enter the bloodstream quickly. That can be good for a lot of reasons, and not so good for other reasons, but we're just learning the basics here, so I won't get into that. But when you look at a nutrition facts label on a food package or a beverage label, and you see sugars under the category carbohydrates section of that label, these simple sugars are what the label is talking about, which is actually different than added sugars, which is now legally required to be on a separate line. Thank goodness. It was so hard for people to tell what was an added sugar and what was a naturally occurring sugar in something like an apple or a glass of milk. So then there's also complex carbohydrates, which are commonly known as starches. Just to give you a few examples of what is a simple sugar? What does it look like? Table sugar is a simple sugar, so something you would add to baked goods, or the table sugar that you would add to your coffee. Honey is a simple sugar. And lactose you find in milk. And then what else? Yeah, so fruit, honey, table sugar. There's a couple more, but those are the basics. That's how I typically remember it, is milk and fruit are the big ones that are the natural sugars. So they haven't been added to the food or the beverage. Now, then we have starches, which are just longer chains of sugar, so they take longer to be broken down. So that's actually better for your blood sugar. So something like a whole grain would be a complex carbohydrate that is actually the co a whole grain will have fiber as well. So that takes even longer to get broken down, and it will do, it has a lot of good properties for your body. So it helps break down and use B vitamins. It helps remove some waste from your body. It helps keep you regular. And you know something is a whole grain if it has the germ, the endosperm, and the bran. So there's actual anatomy that qualifies something as being whole grain versus refined or enriched, which we don't want because those are fancy terms for the food company took a lot of the nutrition out of the product and then added some of it back in. So they're calling it enriched, which is a scam. And it dates back to, World War I and World War II, when they had to spread out the nutrients and the food to more people, more quickly, more cheaply. And it made sense then, but it doesn't make sense now. Now, just because a lot of people ask me this question, why do I get sugar cravings? Or they'll say, I have a real sweet tooth. Every time someone says this to me, I will let them know, you do not have a sweet tooth. Your body and your brain are preventing you from dying. That's what's happening when you crave sugar. So if our blood sugar gets too low, our brain is going to say, we do not have enough fuel. I'm afraid you're going to die. Eat or drink the quickest, easiest thing possible to get the blood sugar back up so you don't pass out or end up in a coma. Most people who ask me this question have not eaten enough throughout the day and or have not eaten enough carbohydrates throughout the day. Why? A lot of people are going around saying carbohydrates are bad, which is not true. But my response to this is you're probably confused because a lot of the information out there is very confusing. But I want you to think about carbohydrates as two different categories, the ones we need and the ones we don't need. One example is we need whole grains. So whether it's wheat, rye, barley, oats, oats is a good example. That's a whole grain, as long as it hasn't been refined. We need that because it does certain things for our body. It helps us stay regular. It helps us break down energy and use it, among other things. What we don't need is cake, icing, candy, caramel flavor added to our coffee. We don't need things like that. We don't need soda. We don't need, what else do people have? There's so many flavors and additives and sweeteners that nobody needs. And that's what you want to think about as what to avoid. But like I always say, also, we don't want to think about removing anything because humans don't like to be told that they can't have something, and this is all humans. Doesn't matter what it is or how good or bad we think of it as for us. We don't like being told you can't have that or you can't do that. So think of it as get more of what you need. Get the whole grains, get the fruits, get the veggies, get the protein, get the healthy fat. We need all of that. We need water. We don't need all the other stuff. So also, it's hard to say, you're never gonna have a cookie again. Don't tell yourself that. It's not gonna work. Tell yourself, because this is what I tell myself, if you want that ice cream or that cookie, have what you need first. Have the omelet, have the sandwich, have the pasta, have the burger. Have that first because that has nutrients you need. And then if you still are thinking about that sweet, then have it. But almost every time, you're not going to think about that sweet anymore because you're no longer in survival mode with your blood sugar. And the reason why we typically have sugar cravings is because we've been depriving ourselves of enough food throughout the day and enough carbohydrates throughout the day. So I hear this all the time, especially from, people who work a lot, people who go to the gym a lot, moms. They're like, every night, I'm making dinner and I end up eating 500 calories worth of snacks because I'm famished. Don't let it get to that point. There's no need. If you don't want to go more than 3 to 5 hours with having a legit meal or snack, which includes carbohydrates, protein, and fat, all three together, that's the most optimal meal and snack you could have. If your snack is just grapes or just cheese, you're not going to feel satisfied because you're only getting one or two of those three macronutrients we need. So, as a dietitian, I'm not your dietitian, but I am a dietitian. And one of our tactics is to pair foods together. We call them paired snacks. So, if you're going to have the grapes with cheese or have the cheese with grapes. That way, you get protein, fat, carbohydrates with fiber, and water. Together, they're satisfying. Separately, they're not. Same thing with peanut butter and whole grain crackers. If you have just the peanut butter or just the whole grain crackers, it's not as satisfying as both of them together. So you're going to crave more. And you're still not going to be satisfied because you're not putting those paired snacks together. Okay, back to sugar. It is a ninja on labels. So, as I said at the beginning, I'll be talking to someone and they'll say, "Yeah, I don't really eat carbs. I don't do carbs." And they'll say something like, "I haven't had bread in 3 months. No carbs for me." And as they're saying this, they're drinking a glass of orange juice. So I don't know if some people get confused about types of carbs, but I wanted to clarify because I keep noticing this. But juice is carbs, fruit is carbs. There's very little carbs in vegetables, but starches like potatoes have carbs, and there's carbs in milk. There's carbs in pastries, there's carbs in pizza, bread. Bread's the big one people know, but then the carbs that have fiber, like the whole grains and the fruit, you need those. So cutting them out will actually make you dehydrated and more likely to have gallstones and kidney stones and electrolyte imbalances. So, not good for athletes. We need carbs. Athletes especially need carbs. The good ones, the ones we need that I mentioned, there's two categories, right? It's also very easy to drink sugar. So here are several names to look out for on labels that you might not be aware of. Now, there's over 100 or 200 of other names for sugar, so I'm not going to name them all, but I'll just pick a few random ones to get your juices flowing. So, hidden names for sugar that mean sugar. So, they will affect you the same way. They're just covered up in different names. And they all have 4 calories per gram, no matter what they're called. So, agave nectar or syrup, anhydrous dextrose, barley malt extract, beet juice concentrate, beet sugar, molasses, blackstrap molasses. Cane crystals, cane juice, cane sugar, caramel, brown rice syrup, coconut sugar or coconut nectar, confectioner sugar, corn sweetener, corn syrup, date sugar, dehydrated cane juice, dextrose, erythritol, fructooligosaccharides, evaporated cane juice, fructose, galactose, glucosamine, glucose, fruit juice concentrate, granulated sugar, grape sugar, honey, high fructose corn syrup. I won't get into that in this episode, but it's not good for us. So avoid high fructose corn syrup. It affects our hormones through the brain. That's high fructose corn syrup or HF. CS, avoid that. That's advice I'd give to anyone. Icing, iso malt, lactose, malt extract, malitol, malted barley, malt syrup, maltose, molasses, maple syrup. And don't fall for those fake maple syrups. Those are absolutely not good for us. They usually are called maple flavored syrup or some other hidden similar name that's confusing. Nectar is another word for sugar. Powdered sugar, raw cane sugar, syrup, sorbitol, so sugar alcohol, sucrose, table sugar, of course, turbinado, and oh gosh, there's so many. Anyway, those are a few. If you haven't heard of some of them, now you know. If it ends in OL, it's a sugar al alcohol, which is similar but different. They can cause some indigestion for people, and they are may not be tolerated, so be careful. If you're having lots of bloating, it could be a sugar alcohol, so something like xylitol ends with OL, so that's how you would know. There are so many products, especially beverages, that have these hidden sugars, and they have different names so that you won't realize it's sugar. But now you know, so now you can't say you don't know. Look at those labels and stop giving fruit a bad rap. You know, there's all kinds of nutrients in fruit and health protective properties that are really important for our natural defense and immune system. So, you know, I have some clients who will say, "Well, I gave up eating grapes." And I'm like, but you still drink 3 glasses of wine every night. They're like, yeah, but the sugar in the grapes is bad. And I'm like, all right, let's go back to how alcohol affects the body, because alcohol is not sugar. It gets metabolized through the liver and it is prioritized because it's toxic and our body wants to get rid of it first. So if you're having trouble losing weight and you drink wine or beer or liquor, you're making it harder for yourself. So alcohol is not carbs. It's a separate category that I can get into on another episode, but know that it's different. So it doesn't fit into carbs, protein, or fat. It's 7 calories per gram, so it's closer to fat in that the calories add up more quickly. And like I said, fruits and vegetables, they have some sugar in them, but they are nutrient dense. They provide fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other beneficial compounds like phytochemicals, antioxidants that help protect and repair our cells. And so don't avoid them. They're extremely important. If you have IBS and you're not eating fruits and vegetables, the more variety the better. We need diversification in our gut and we need real nutrition. So that's it for today's Q&A. Just wanted to get that out there and teach you a little bit about carbohydrates. If you have any more questions, feel free to reach out to me via email or on my website, majorleaguenutrition.com, or at Major League Nutrition on Instagram. Send me a DM or write a comment under one of the posts and stay tuned.